Hi, this is Louis Navalier. It is Tuesday, November 25th. Okay, lots of news today, folks. First of all, we're getting economic news. The producer price index rose 0.3% in September. That was in line with economists' consensus expectation. But excluding food, energy, and trade services, it only rose 0.1%. And that was well below economists' consensus expectation of a 0.3% increase. So what happened is wholesale good prices rose 0.9%, but it was predominantly due to a 3.5% increase in energy prices. So that's important because good prices had fallen in the previous month. We are importing deflation from China. The other thing is wholesale service costs only rose 0.1%. So the PPI was excellent and is going to allow the Fed to cut. Also, Mary Daly from the San Francisco Fed is now on board to cut in December. So the consensus to cut on September 10th is growing, and the odds are now at least 80%. Now, we had retail sales come out. They were up 0.2% in September. That was down from 0.6% in August. That was a bit disappointing because economists are expecting a bigger increase. And believe it or not, auto sales actually slipped 0.3%, despite the fact that September was the last month for the $7,500 EV tax credit. So we thought that would boost things a bit. But so this retail sales report is disappointing, and it's going to help coax the Fed to cut. Although I would add that spending in bars and restaurants were up 0.7% in September. So when consumers are spending money in bars and restaurants, usually they have some disposable income. And then finally, the Conference Board announced that its consumer confidence index really collapsed in November, biggest drop in 7 months since April. The consumers are very concerned about the labor market because the expectations component plunged. The present situation component also fell. So ouch, ouch, ouch. The Conference Board Consumer Confidence Report is a very reliable one. So what's happening is if the Fed needed any more evidence to cut, we got it. So that's the good news. Now, here's the bad news. Obviously, NVIDIA is down today because there's news that Meta is in talks to spend billions on buying Google's new Willow chip, which is its AI chip. So all of a sudden now everybody thinks NVIDIA has competition. So this is a very interesting report, but the analysts haven't changed their estimates. First of all, nothing's been finalized. So here's what's really going on. The analyst community is estimating 66.4% annual sales growth for NVIDIA and 70.9% forecasted earnings growth. They have revised their earnings estimates up 7% in the last 7 days. So the analysts love NVIDIA. By contrast, the analyst community is forecasting Google's going to have 15.2% annual sales growth and 22% forecast earnings growth. Now, of course, Google still makes most of its money from search and advertising. No upward analyst estimates. Now, Google does not provide guidance. So if Google is a competitor for NVIDIA, they're not monetizing it, okay? And I think what we should all just realize is that NVIDIA does this thing called regenerative AI and machine learning. That means they look at everything. It takes a lot of power and all that. There's no evidence that Google's Willow chip is doing that. So I would strongly advise you to go look at one of my back issues of Navalier Market Buzz. We had a guest named Paul DeLugosh on. He's the founder of Natural Intelligence in Boise, Idaho. And we discussed how there is AI out there that doesn't look at everything. It looks at correlated bits of data versus everything. So NVIDIA is dominating machine learning, not and not the cheaper AI that takes less energy. So we're not sure exactly what Google's doing now. Obviously, Google does have a good AI search engine that keeps getting better and better each day. But as far as stock investors are concerned, it's who makes the money and where's the beef. And right now, if you do the where's the beef test, NVIDIA wins. So if you need to buy more NVIDIA, back up the truck. It's a great buy. I have no evidence that Google is going to, that Google's Willow chip is going to be a competitor for NVIDIA's Blackwell chip, period. And NVIDIA still dominates machine learning and regenerative AI. So with that said, I want everybody to have a wonderful Thanksgiving. This was great news today. And I apologize for NVIDIA's little burp here. But NVIDIA's a monopoly and planning to hold it until at least the end of the decade, because they got two more chips coming out, one the second half of 2016, another one in 2018. So still, I want you to continue to back up the truck on NVIDIA. This is a core holding of mine, my largest holding. Take care, everybody. It's Louis Navelier. Have a wonderful Thanksgiving.